بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. أما بعد، الحمد لله، we are now on the 51st session of religious discourses, still discussing about pride and how pride exists in so-called religious people. Remember, pride attacks everybody. Pride attacks male, female, young, old. Pride attacks wealthy and the poor. Pride attacks the so-called pious and non-pious. Pride attacks the businessman, the professional, the tradesman. Pride has no boundaries. And pride ruins whomsoever it attacks. And pride attacks the religious because they are not free from pride. The form of pride of a man regarding worldly matters, that he thinks that people should come to him and not to others, that they should stand up for him to show respect, and they should broadcast his piety amongst the general public. See, the wealthy man, he wants to be the focus of attention. The wealthy man, he wants people to come to him. He wants to be the Pope. He wants to be the Don. He wants to be the godfather. He wants to be, the people must come to him for his advice, for his consultation, for his knowledge in business. And he wants people to acknowledge him, salute him. And he wants people to stand up for him. And wants people to show respect and honor to him. And more than that, he thinks he is pious, and this is a result of arrogance and pride, and he wants people to broadcast this, that you know so-and-so wealthy man, he's very clever, you know so-and-so wealthy man, he's brilliant, you know so-and-so wealthy man, he's very generous, very hospitable, he's very pious, you know so-and-so wealthy man, besides being wealthy, he's there in the front staff. And then, behind the scenes and behind the screens, what he is doing, many others know what he's doing. There are so much skeletons in that cupboard that in the darkness of the night, what that fellow is doing, if you come to know, you get a heart attack. But projection is of piety, of righteousness. Projection is of cleanliness, purity. But within the dark hours, when the sun sets, then the evil comes forth. So we should be very cautious who we praise. The form of pride of a man in religious matters is that he thinks that he has only got salvation and the people around him are ruined. And this is what we call holier-than-thou attitude. And this holier-than-thou attitude has become the order of the day, the disease of the day. And to be very frank, that if in a particular group a person develops pride, then he looks down even upon the ulama. Because the ulama are not active in that group, they look down upon this person. And they will not greet him. I witnessed this personally. In Masjid the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then ulama are seated, and people belonging to a particular group pass directly by those ulama. They do not even greet them, they do not even meet them, they do not even respect the ulama, they do not go there, ask them for du'as, nothing. Why? Because they feel holier than thou. These ulama are not active in our work. So they self-judge them and drop them from the rank of ulama. And then if you are not aligned to any group, you know, that man, that alim, he is against our work. He is not pro our work. And he is not participating in our work. And this is across the floor. Applies to those in the darul ulooms. those in the Institute of Working and Learning, those in the Khanka, those in the Tabligh Jamaat, those who are writing, and those who are talking. Allah save us. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you hear a man say, men are ruined, then know that he is from amongst them. Why? Because this man is saying the statement out of pride. He is looking that he is from a pedestal. And they will shake hands. One great sign of these people who are full of pride and arrogance. Amongst men and women, we have been informed, men and women are doing this too. They don't give a full handshake. It's called fingertip handshake. And fingertips denote clearly and smells and reeks of pride. Allah save us. He also said, it is sufficient for the sin of man that he holds his brother as mean. He is mean. Al-mar'u yakisu ala nafsihi is an Arabic saying that a person will think from his own platform. When you are bad, you think others are bad. When you are good, you think others are good. So when you are evil, you think others are evil. When you are mean, you think others are mean. When you suffer from an inferiority complex, then you will also suffer, will think others are suffering from it. And when you think you are riding a high wave, you think everybody is riding a high wave. When you are proud, you think everybody is proud and competing with you. It is reported that a man called Khalil was a great sinner amongst the children of Israel. He was once passing by a religious person upon whose head a piece of cloud was giving shade. Khalil thought while passing by him that Allah would show mercy on him if he would keep his companionship. When he went to him, the religious man thought, I am the religious man, and this man is a great sinner. How can he sit with me? He said to him, go away from here. Allah then revealed to the Nabi of that age, tell both of them to do divine service afresh. I have forgiven the great sinner and spoiled the virtues of the religious man. In another narration, the piece of cloud drifted away from above the head of the religious man and went above the head of the sinner. Know from this that Allah examines the heart of a religious man. When a sinner becomes modest for Allah, and modesty is to fear Allah, he becomes obedient to Allah with all his heart. A similar story is written in Tazkiratul Awliya, Memoirs of the Saints, that there was a cloud in the skies and two people were walking under it. And the one who was pious, so-called, he was under the impression that this cloud is because of me. And they were walking, enjoying the benefit of this cloud, until they came and had to part ways at a crossroad. And when they departed, one on the right and one on the left, and the man who thought himself to be religious, the cloud did not go with him, did not shade him, did not be with him any longer. It went away with the other person, shading the other person, providing ease and comfort for the other person, leaving this person under the direct heat of the sun rays. So we should not think that we are pious. And also know that because of the weaknesses of the weak, we get benefit. So here too, that person, he did not allow the sinner to be with him, although he was pious. We have got this also to a certain degree, that you will find in our age that the surrogates of the pious people do not prevent simple, humble people coming into contact with them. And this is not becoming. Because when a sinner repents, he becomes modest. And when a person becomes modest, he becomes fearing Allah. And then he becomes an obedient servant of Allah. So we should not regard anybody as low, but encourage everybody. Once a man struck a hermit on his neck with his foot and then fell at once in prostration. The hermit said, "Raise your head. God will not forgive you. Allah sent revelation to the Nabi of the age. Tell the hermit that he is a proud man and Allah will not forgive his sins." Because who are we to judge people that person will be forgiven or not forgiven? Provided that person seeks forgiveness, he'll be forgiven. Remember that the person who is a sinner must seek forgiveness of the sin. And then the first thing is to recognize sin as sin. Then, inshallah, we'll be able to seek forgiveness. And when we recognize sin as sin, that is humility. That is modesty. That is obedience. That is where salvation lies. The proud is one who does not recognize sin as sin. And the proud is one who arrogantly says, "I'm not sinning." Once a man was praised before Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, "O Nabi of Allah, we praised this man." Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I am getting the smell of the devil from shaitan, from the man, from the mouth of this man." He came, that person came, greeted Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and stood by him. Stood by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "I ask you in the name of Allah, do you think there is no better man than you in your tribe?" He said, "Yes, I think so." So Allah's Nabi asked him one question concerning arrogance and pride, superiority. That do you think you are the best man in your tribe? This person said, "Yes." Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the impurity of his heart by the light of Nabuwat that reflected on that person's face. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw that person, because Firasatul Mu'mineen, and who has got the best insight and foresight and spiritual insight and spiritual foresight than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw this, that this man, he has got evil in his heart. He does not have humility in his heart. He does not have modesty in his heart. He does not have fear of Allah. And that was reflected on his face. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just tested him with one question. That do you think you are the best in your tribe? And he fell right into the trap. And he said, "Yes, I think I am the best." And this quality, that I am the best, egoism, if we do not annihilate egoism, I, from our bodies and our minds and our hearts, then that smacks of pride, and that is pride. Because when a person walks around, talks around, moves around with a chip on the shoulder, saying that, "See, I am the proud person," then this person will be ruined, irrespective of whether he's a religious person or a wealthy person or a person who thinks he's got fame and glory. But Allah will ruin this person. Allah will destroy this person. And we should know clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be servants, to be his slaves, to be his bondsmen, to be obedient to him, to be subservient to the commands of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A proud man is not a disciplined man. A proud man is an arrogant man. A proud man does not want to bow his head under the laws of Sharia. A proud man, he wants to be floaty high up there in the clouds. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, save us. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.